Hi, Richard Felix here. Having been chairman of Derby and Derbyshire Tourism for the best part of 4 years, and also running Derby Heritage Centre for 14 years, and telling the story not only of Derby, obviously the county town, but of Derbyshire as well, I've realised just how many famous people are associated with the county of Derbyshire. How many superstars there are. All of them have made a notable contribution not only to the nation, to our nation, in many walks of life, but also to the world in general. Derbyshire can be so proud of them all. Some of them were born in Derbyshire. Some of them lived in Derbyshire. Some were descended from Derbyshire families. And a few of them have actually just got strong associations with the county of Derbyshire. But without a doubt, Derbyshire can be very proud of them and can claim, I believe, more superstars than most counties in Great Britain. And so this is going to be a series of vignettes, small podcasts, telling the amazing story of Derbyshire's superstars. Derbyshire superstar number two, Jedediah Strutt. Jedediah was born in South Normanton near Alfreton to a farming family in 1726. By the age of 14, he'd been apprenticed to a wheelwright in Findon. He then inherited a small stock of animals from an uncle, got married to a lady called Elizabeth Woollett, and moved to Blackwell, where he'd inherited a farm from one of his uncles, another uncle, in fact. In addition, he developed a business carrying coal from Denby to Belper and Derby. Unfortunately, his heart was not really in agriculture. He spent most of his time working and experimenting with machinery in his attic, until one day, much to his delight, Elizabeth's brother, William, who worked at Locko, asked Jedediah to help improve on William Lee's stocking and knitting frame, which had actually been in operation since 1589. Woollett, as I say, was working for this hosiery company, and despite many attempts to change the design of their machines so that rib stockings could be produced, he'd been totally unsuccessful. In those days, everybody wore stockings, men and women, but they all walked round like Nora Batty with wrinkled stockings. Jedediah took up the challenge and spent days and weeks perfecting a machine that could be attached to the original stocking frame to make ribbed hose. He eventually succeeded, and his Derby rib stocking machine was produced in large numbers, and rib stockings became popular all over the country. The Strutt family moved to Derby in 1766 and lived for a time in St Mary's Gate. Jedediah opened his own stocking factory and also hired out frames, Derby rib stocking makers, to cottagers who worked in their own homes, usually adapting their attics for this purpose, which created the cottage industry for the first time. Around this time, Jedediah got to know Richard Arkwright, who had just perfected his spinning frame. Arkwright invented Strutt to inspect his factory as he was having serious problems with the cotton fibres sticking to the rollers, which had become clogged. Jedediah agreed to work on this problem on condition that they went into partnership and he got a share of the profits. Arkwright agreed, and Jedediah promptly took a piece of chalk from his pocket, rubbed it over the rollers, and they ran quite smoothly ever after. Strutt's Derby factory was designed by his son William and was revolutionary, as it had floors of hollow brick and metal-clad beams as a precaution against fire, and was entirely occupied in weaving calico, the first all-cotton cloth to be manufactured in England. Strutt bought land in 1777 for his first mill in Belper, which at the time was nothing more than a hamlet of framework knitters and nail makers. In 1781, he bought the old forge at Makeney by Milford Bridge. His Belper factory opened in 1778 and Milford in 1782. For each, he built long rows of substantial workers' houses, which both now are part of the Derwent Valley Mills World Heritage Site. In time, there would be 8 strut mills at Belper alone, and Belper grew to a population of over 10,000 by the mid-19th century, and actually became, at that time, the second largest town in Derbyshire. In 1789, Jedediah Strutt's firm was involved in industrial espionage. A young apprentice of Strutt's called Samuel Slater, from Belper, left for America with his head crammed full of technical details of Strutt's machinery. The Americans had made many attempts to make cotton, but their machines had always let them down. Samuel Slater went from New York to Rhode Island, where he inspected the cotton-making machines, reconstructed them, and soon got the American cotton industry on its feet. Thus, the American cotton industry was founded by an industrial spy from Derbyshire. Jedediah Strutt moved to Irongate in Derby in 1763, and by 1774 had purchased Thorntree House on St. Peter's Street in Derby. In fact, that's where the Midland Bank was for many, many years. His third son, Joseph, actually rebuilt the house in the 19th century and renamed it St. Peter's House. Here, he let rooms to people who came to the Derby races. Jedediah Strutt spent his last few years in Exeter House, which is where Bonnie Prince Charlie stayed, where that decision was made in 1745 to turn back to Scotland. He died in 1797 and was buried in Belper in the Unitarian Chapel, which he built for his factory workers 9 years before. Unlike many mill owners, Strutt was considered to be a good employer. Several observers commented favourably about the quality of his houses that he built for his workers in Belper and Milford. One of the visitors to Belper village wrote that it was a shame that there were not more factories owned by men of enlarged benevolence and active philanthropy. A few months before his death, Jedediah wrote his own epitaph, and it says, "Here rests in peace Jedediah Strutt, who, without fortune, family or friends, raised to himself a fortune, family and a name in the world. Without much genius, enjoyed the more substantial blessing of a sound understanding. He led a life of honesty and virtue, and not knowing what would befall him after death, he died, resigned in full confidence that if there be a future state of retribution, it would be a reward to the virtuous and to the good."